Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to another episode of Tap Out of Overstimulation. You know, life can feel like a constant bombardment these days, right? Notifications buzzing, news headlines screaming, social media feeds overflowing, it's enough to make anyone want to hit the mute button on the whole world. But what if I told you there was a way to navigate all that noise and actually come out feeling more energized and in control? It all starts with something pretty simple. Your inner voice. Today we're diving deep into the power of positive self-talk. Think about it like this. Your brain is constantly running on autopilot, generating thoughts and beliefs based on your experiences, past successes, and, yeah, even those pesky setbacks. But here's the game changer. You have the ability to rewire that autopilot. Now, I'm not talking about some fluffy, unrealistic kind of positivity where you pretend everything is perfect all the time. That's a recipe for burnout, trust me. We're going for genuine, empowering self-talk that acknowledges your struggles while still focusing on your strengths and potential. Ever notice how those negative thoughts can snowball? One little, I can't do this, and suddenly you're spiraling into a full-blown, I'm a failure monologue? That negativity trap is real, but it's also something we can escape. Okay, so let's break down some practical strategies for mastering the art of positive self-talk. 1. Become aware. The first step is noticing those negative thought patterns. Start paying attention to your inner dialogue throughout the day. You know, when you're facing a challenge, feeling stressed, or even just doing about your routine, what's that voice saying? 2. Challenge. Those negative narratives. Once you've identified those pesky thoughts, it's time to put them on trial. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Is there another way to look at this situation? Remember, your brain is wired to seek out negativity. It's a survival mechanism from our ancestors. But you can consciously override those ingrained patterns. 3. Reframe your thoughts. This is where the magic happens. Instead of dwelling on the negative, try reframing your thoughts in a more positive and constructive light. For example, instead of saying, I messed that up, say, that didn't go as planned, but I learned something from it. 4. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Make a conscious effort to acknowledge and celebrate your strengths. What are you good at? What do you enjoy doing? Remind yourself of these positive qualities regularly. It can make a world of difference in how you perceive yourself and your capabilities. 5. Practice gratitude. This one's super powerful. Taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small, can shift your entire mindset. Keep a gratitude journal, write thank you notes, or simply take a moment to reflect on what you're grateful for. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You've got a big presentation coming up, and those butterflies are doing the tango in your stomach. Your inner critic starts whispering, you're going to freeze. What if you mess up? Everyone will think you're incompetent. Sound familiar? But instead of letting those thoughts take over, you remember what we talked about today. You challenge those negative beliefs, reframe them into positive affirmations like, I am prepared. I have valuable insights to share. And even if I stumble, I can recover gracefully. Suddenly, that anxiety melts away, and you step onto the stage with confidence and clarity. See, it's not magic, it's conscious effort. You choose to focus on your strengths, acknowledge your preparation, and believe in yourself. And guess what? That belief becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So remember, folks, the power of positive self-talk isn't about ignoring your struggles or pretending everything is perfect. It's about choosing how you respond to those challenges, about cultivating a mindset that empowers you to overcome obstacles and achieve your goals. Take this week to actively practice positive self-talk. Notice your thoughts, challenge the negative ones, and reframe them into empowering affirmations. You might be surprised at the difference it makes in your mood, your energy levels, and even your overall success. And don't forget to share your experiences. Leave a comment below or tag us on social media with your favorite positive self-talk phrases. Let's create a community of support and encouragement where everyone feels empowered to tap out of negativity and live their best lives. Until next time, keep it real, keep it positive, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.